Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
You to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day.
Buck and a half an hour.
Maybe a buck
and
a half an hour.
It's the better way to have a professional office
and a professional staff.
But you have to see it to put it together your way.
To put it together your way.
There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffices.com.
Intelligent
office. Oh, the weather outside.
Oh, the weather outside.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
So there is so delightful.
Since we've no place to go.
Are you shaming yourself, John?
No,
are you shaming yourself,
now,
John?
No, it's just winter now, Jay. It's just winter.
Fall is over.
It's always summertime. It's always summertime. Let's go to Steve on AM 760. Good morning. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Steve, you there? We got phones?
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir, Steve, I can.
Good morning to you and your partner.
Good morning to you and your partner.
Listen, Jay, the reason I'm a little surprised that Hillary would want to go in that direction.
I was thinking more of the court.
Thank God that Barack Obama has won this because
Well, one thing I think is a positive. The Democratic Party and liberals and progressives are rich with talent.
There's a lot of people out there to choose from. Which is better than not having anybody at all.
You've got Hillary Clinton, you've got Bill Richardson, you've got John Kerry,
The list just goes on.
of people
great
who would
Secretary,
be
great state.
Secretary
you could even
state.
Look at Colin Powell again.
You could even look at Colin Albright
again,
told me during
Madeline
the DNC
told me during
that
the
it
DNC.
Only happens once.
That it
as
only happens
courts
once.
Go.
As far as the courts
some
go.
Of the courts, some of these
some
appointments,
of the courts, some
of these appointments
at the federal, lower federal level,
with these for probably 10 to 20 years, probably 10 to 20 years, some of them.
But eventually...
Eventually,
those will go away.
Eventually, those
it's
people will go
away.
Long, long
it's just
going to
take
a long, long
time.
Court
as far as the Supreme Court goes,
yeah, I think we'd all like to see the balance.
Yeah, I think we'd all like to see the balance
to a more rational court.
To a more rational court,
but
I don't think Hillary Clinton would want that.
I don't think Hillary Clinton would want that position.
I don't think she'd want that position.
I don't think being a jurist.
I don't think being
really
a jurist
calling.
Really,
I think her calling.
I think her calling
is either elective office,
either
which would be
elective office
to continue
which
in the Senate,
to continue in the Senate,
and have a more powerful position
and have
in
a
the
more
Senate.
Powerful position
or,
in the Senate.
There have been rumors
or,
that she might be interested in running for the
governor
of state because
New York
state
because
the current governor
Patterson
is kind of in trouble and not well
kind
thought
of in trouble and not
so,
well thought of.
The Democratic
so
Party may
the Democratic Party may
Patterson
move
to push Patterson
out of the situation
as far as re-election goes
as far as re-election goes.
I really don't know.
I think there's two ways to look at this.
I think there's two ways
to look at it. Is
I think the way to look at it is,
okay,
the person's
own personal ambitions,
the person's own personal ambitions,
or
what they sincerely believe is good for the country, and what they believe
for the country, and what they believe is their most effective role.
I would see her. I would see her
have her be.
I would love to have her be in Obama's cabinet.
In Obama's
but
cabinet,
but if she feels like she'd be better,
but if she
off,
feels like she'd be better off.
Well, all right, I'm going to tell you where I'd really like
well,
to see.
Well, I'm going to tell you where I'd really
I'd
like to
see Harry Reid move
I'd
out.
I'd like to see Harry Reid move
and
out.
And I'd like to see her.
And I'd like to see her
become the majority leader in the Senate.
Become the majority leader in the Senate.
Very good suggestion.
Very good suggestion.
You think Scalia?
Do you think Scalia
more years?
Do
you think that
more
years?
Do
you think that
the Republican
Party and
the committee,
all the committee
heads
of
the heads of
power brokers
and power brokers,
everything
sit down with him and say, "Look,
sit down with him.
We're really going to need you to.
We're really
going to
need you to short
that you probably wanted to go.
You probably wanted to go.
You know with those."
You know, with those
and
four,
our,
four,
and then
and
our,
I guess Stevens
four,
is the,
and I guess Stevens
the new,
is the new
person.
That means either
left or right.
That means either
the one
who
took
right.
over for that.
Was the one who took
when
over
that
for
that.
In Arizona,
that
lady
in Arizona,
the lady.
I guess
O'Connor.
Stevens is the new.
I guess Stevens
now.
Is the new.
I really
now.
Think that Souter.
I really think
and Ginsburg
that Souter
call
and
Ginsburg
are going to call it a day.
I don't know what Breyer's going to do.
He's early.
He's
young in years.
I guess young in years.
Or so,
maybe he's
got another
4 years
maybe
to go.
He's got another 4 years to go.
I get Kennedy
and
Stevens
confused.
I get Kennedy and
Stevens
confused.
One of them is 80 years old.
That's Stevens. That's not Kennedy. That's Stevens. That's not Kennedy.
Kennedy is
young and
Scalia.
Young
and
Scalia will be around for a long time.
Scalia will be around for a long
time. And so will Clarence
Thomas.
Oh yeah, Thomas is my age.
Oh yeah, Robert
is my age. And Robert
is on there.
So you think that the four? You think that the
are going
right,
to most certainly,
to most certainly
stick it out.
I mean, I know that
it out.
I mean, I know that
Thomas
the Roberts
are going to
stick it out.
Are going to stick it out.
I just was hoping that possibly
that extra
seat that extra seat that comes
up,
Scalia's
side
of the board.
Scalia's
side
of the board.
And before I say good morning to you,
throw out one name here.
Throw out one name here.
Absolutely,
would go right through
confirmation without
confirmation, without
tremendous
tremendous
and under the circumstances
and the way he threw his
and the way he
as a liberal Republican,
as a liberal
I really would like to put
I
in
really
from one New Yorker
put in
to another
New Yorker
to another
Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani.
On that and God bless you. Have a great morning.
God bless you.
Karen, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Karen,
thank you. I appreciate the call.
Rudy Giuliani.
Okay.
No.
Rudy Giuliani.
I would have to say no.
I would have to say no.
Because he's just not.
Because he's just not. Credible.
And I understand you being from New York.
I understand you being from New York. I understand where
but
it's
not
coming
credible.
From.
You know, it'd be the same thing as me.
You know, it'd be the same thing as me endorsing somebody from
Los Angeles or Chicago.
Los Angeles or Chicago,
where I spent a lot of time.
If they're not credible, they're not credible.
If they're not credible,
they're not credible.
Rudy Giuliani is credible.
Rudy Giuliani is credible.
But I think right now the main thing.
But I think right now the main thing that we've got
is not trade arts.
We got to concentrate on the
economy.
We got to concentrate on the
economy.
Yesterday we saw the Dow take a wild swing.
Yesterday we saw the Dow take a wild swing.
People out there are just worried.
People out there are just worried.
And they ought to be. And I am too.
What's going on?
There's an article this morning in the New York Times about the chances to dwindle on a bailout plan for automakers.
No bailout plan forthcoming.
What's going to happen here?
And it seems like what we've got is we've just got this lethargic government.
And the administration comes down at the end, and that their preaching this idea that government has no hand in helping business, theoretically, but I don't think it works as a practicality.
And this from the New York Times, and this from the Democratic Rescue Prospects of Government Rescue, Donnelly, Americans, Dwindle Leaders, Days Democrats, 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 Dwindle Leaders, Days with the bailout
agree
situation.
With the bailout
situation.
Do you agree with me
that we have to do something here?
That we have to do something
here? That we have to do something
about the country?
That, do you really think we can wait until January
the 20th?
Think we can wait until January the 20th? I mean, I don't think we can.
And this is like, and you can call me up and tell me if you think I'm
over-exaggerating,
or if I'm
over-exaggerating, or if I'm wrong.
But this is like a let them eat
this is
cake
like
attitude
let them eat
on the part of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I'm not one to engage in overly.
Come on.
But it's like, come on.
There's a long way between
where some of these people sit
down here with us.
And down here,
it's like, what, you can't get
motivated to do anything?
And we have to wait till January the 20th.
Colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms, including a screening test that finds removed abnormal growth. signs it removes abnormal growth before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer killer in the U.S. Leading cancer killer in the U.S. Man or woman, get tested. Man or woman, get tested.
Do you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29
and
my heart, sweetie.
Call
Sponsored by the Cancer Coordinator of Vascular Disease and Pulmonary Disease Prevention Program, Public Health and Environment. Let independent power systems show you how rebate for up to 60% of solar system. Go independent power systems. Call 1-866-227-6400. 1-866-227-6400. Visit independentpowersystems.com. Independent Power Systems, all real. Zero one one five for a free solar assessment. Free solar assessment. Free solar assessment. Easy. Go independent power systems. Let independent power systems call 303-443-0145. That's 303-443-0145. Or visit independentpowersystems.com. Independent Power Systems, all real. Four four three zero one one five. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145. 0145.
I'm a catch and release man myself. I'm a catch and release man myself.
Let's go down to the river and do a little fishing.
Let's go down to the river and do a little fishing.
Some river in South America.
Some river in South America.
38 minutes after the hour, 37 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 minutes
action. It's just driving me nuts. It's just driving me nuts.
And maybe I'm just overly obsessed.
Maybe I'm just overly obsessed.
Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
Jay, how are you?
Well, hey, I'm okay.
Just to, yeah, I called just to ask your question. What's it like to really drive a race car?
What's it like to really drive a race car?
I didn't get a chance to get on. Aaron Laws did a great job.
Aaron Laws did a great job.
Explaining a lot of the fiscal requirements we're doing,
and requirements
was one point we didn't hit on
one
quite
point
enough.
Didn't hit on
the stress
enough.
That's one that wanted to stress to people.
No matter what kind of car,
no matter what kind of car,
street car,
the people have driven up Turkey Creek.
No fast, no matter how fast,
no fast,
no matter how fast you.
The relationship between the experience driving a
street car.
Driving
a street
car
to do with one another.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely true. Oh yeah, that's absolutely true.
And a lot of people think that they're
buy their C6 Corvette, go
C6 Corvette,
ripping up
Floyd Hill and up over the pass.
Floyd Hill and up over the pass.
Racing
and think that's racing.
The only thing that
street cars really have,
race cars
and
street cars really have,
wheels one each corner.
Have 4 wheels one each corner.
Race cars, if you go look inside
cars,
if you go look inside of them, like you go look inside
GTs, go look inside
GTs, go look inside
RX8s and stuff,
Mazda RX8s.
Their build-outs.
They're totally completely different than what you drive.
Street.
They have nothing
on the
inside
street,
of them.
They
have nothing
inside
of them
other
need.
Than what they absolutely
the
need.
Bodies are made of
the bodies
carbon
are made
fiber,
of carbon
fiber,
with
some sheet metal,
some sheet metal.
And
you know, they have a very
you know, they have a very,
very intensive roll cage inside,
roll cage inside the car.
They're totally completely different.
You know, anybody who thinks that, you know,
you know, I went like 100 miles an hour, up.
Not the same thing.
I had an experience beyond the mechanical and the experience of the physical difference, the experience, 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 the experience
I don't think that's exactly what that's about. We may differ on this, but I think your terminology is wrong.
You can take that. You can take the experience, it's not a race car. I'll change it this much for you, Jay. It borders on violence. It is not violence per se, it is not conflict per se, it is not conflict towards our race car racing, as it were. The race car racing is really tends towards a violent atmosphere. Comfort that a street car, even the most street car, even the most of all street cars, are comfortable compared to race cars. You're meant to be comfortable. You're meant to instantaneously know what the car is doing. That's why you sit on a loom seat with a very, you want to feel that.
is you want to feel
the,
that.
That's why.
And that's the enjoy grieving because it was honest. Because it was instantaneous feedback.
Instantaneous feedback.
You found out real fast.
You found out real fast.
Screwed up.
And
so racing is racing, and I taught racing as an instructor, nationally licensed instructor.
And a lot of people came to the track.
And a lot of people came
the
to the track.
This is going to be like, you know,
going
to be like,
canyon,
you know, just
going
a little faster.
Creek Canyon just a little
and
faster.
Probably about 50% of those
and
people simply washed out.
Those people simply washed out. They couldn't
correlate
between
what they thought
racing what racing would be. And what race
and Darren,
is.
Darren did say
and
something.
Darren,
that was,
Darren did say something
that was
bordered
on
that.
That
about
bordered on
that.
The intense experience.
The intense
you
experience.
Get inside a race car.
You get inside
as
a race driver,
car
as a race
indescribable.
Driver.
It's indescribable
until you do it.
It's indescribable until you do it.
Okay, I accept that. Okay, and I appreciate
that.
The call.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Gary in the Grand Lake.
Let's go to
Gary on AM 760.
Good morning.
Gary on AM 760.
Good morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood up there.
Yeah,
I haven't had a personal conversation with Hillary.
You know,
I'm not sure she's Hillary, and I told her she will be the next Senate majority leader.
She shaking my hand, gave me a wink, gave me a wink, three to five minutes, sometimes people get that kind of opportunity to talk with.
It was wonderful. I thought she was
wonderful.
I thought she was really sincere about what she was saying.
I just wanted to pass that along to you.
I just wanted to pass that along to her. In order for her to do that, she has to vote the Democratic caucus. I agree with you. I understand how the system works.
What would happen to the... All right.
You know what I suggest?
All right. I suggest you not make your house
I suggest you not make your house
clean.
Hypothetical, I think you'd be in big trouble. What about the people who have CDs? What about the people who have investments? What about the people
investments?
What about the
banking system that's tied together?
What would they do if they suddenly lost all of that money at one time?
Okay, but you know what?
Is one thing holding your money? In order to start
another death.
Hillary. As the majority leader in the Senate.
Might be good as Secretary of State.
Toyota is your neighborhood number one choice to help you keep your Toyota in great shape. Check out this month's...
I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time online researching.
I'm always looking for the newest and best way to keep my skin looking great.
But I'm also a big skeptic. Because I spent a lot of money on products that just didn't live up to the hype.
Find the Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart now upgrading to the phenomenal movie watching experience and Blu-ray. Samsung HD TVs and Samsung HD TVs have never been more affordable. Kung Fu Panda rated PG is coming on Blu-ray and DVD Sunday, November 9th.
Colorado Department of Public Health and Environmental Smart Seat.
Point your browser to Bojo's.com.
Jojo's dot com.
A money-saving coupon.
Or
all money-saving
coupon.
You're probably going to
buy
one in Maryland.
And you're probably going to buy
one in Colorado and Yale.
One in Colorado and Yale.
I mean, you know, just to cut all of this aside.
Just to cut all of this aside. Bojo's
really has great
pizza.
You can build your own.
I mean, it's really a great place to go.
It's really a great place to go.
So check out Bojo's.com.
Check out Bojo's.com.
And as I said,
the one in Colorado and Yale.
The one in Colorado and Yale.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow.
If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done,
check out City of Hope Cancer.
Check out City of Hope Cancer.
New treatments.
New drugs.
Saving lives.
They're saving lives.
For information, go to Cheryl Crow.
For information, go to CherylProForHope.org.
6:56
You know, one of the things I learned the first time I went to Chicago,
the winter coat turns cold
and it gets snowy,
people get crabby.
It gets snowy, people get crabby.
Some woman just called up John and
said, I thought I was learning you guys.
If I'm not,
try to do it.
A better job.
Because I really just don't want to get into competition.
I should have Jerry.
All right, let's go to Jerry on AM 760.
Good morning.
Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Jerry.
Morning, Jay.
Okay. Hey, Jerry.
I want to owe you some apologies from last spring. We got into some pretty good times with Hillary, and by God, you're dead on right. I could have sworn no president could have been honest, kind, nice. And he nice.
Well, you don't owe me any apologies.
Well,
you don't owe me any
apologies.
I mean, because to say I'm right and you're wrong,
to say I'm right and you're wrong.
Yeah, but we got into it pretty good. Yeah, but we got into it pretty good, and we didn't need to. Needless to say, General Motors. Needless to say, General Motors. American-made car company. You got to help these folks. You got to help these folks. They make. I've got a 190,000 mile original engine, still runs. These cars are built good. They do good work. And the men working there, men and women working there. They work at Napa. Or GM itself, another company.
Well, you just need to say, I'm not saying that because you owe me an apology. I'm saying it because you get that these are people in this country who want the American dream. Just don't, because you're angry CEO, and you're angry CEO, and whatever the case may be, you just don't let them go. Come on.
I mean, there's nobody on the assembly line. They make the decisions on what they're going to build. That's right. Jerry, I got to get some news, man. I appreciate you calling me.
We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, I'll be looking for you. Bye. Tell you about a new AM 760 lens. Replacing other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames. Go Lab Direct with replace the lens for the lowest prices in town.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Aspen Grove, Aspen Cherry, Aspen Cross, Lake Woods Springs, 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 Aspen Cross, Lake Woods Springs,
and stores, government officials, and Wall Street Investor's report has just been released by the government shows that retail sales fell a retail sales 2.8% in October. Car sales led the retreat. Car sales led the retreat. But
The numbers continue to rise, and at least 100 homes now have been destroyed.
This is CBS News.
How to pump up the festive without pumping up the energy bill. Go to the Home Depot. Get energy efficient LED Christmas lights and decorations that use up to 90% less energy. Decorate. Step two, making your home ultra festive. Step three. Bask in the glow of a lower energy bill.
The Home Depot has all the decorations you need to get your home ready for the holidays. You can do it. We can help.
Sabre, Taylor, what are you talking about? Sabre, Taylor, what are you talking about? I'm going to do it all. You can do it. We can help. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sabre. Holiday taste of Sabre. Don't miss the 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 holi
for help after a code enforcement officer was shot and killed. Chief Dano says 40-year-old Rodney Morales was investigating a routine zoning complaint yesterday afternoon on North Clinton Street when he was immediately cordoned off the area and nearby schools were locked down.
So we tried our best to locate this guy within the perimeter.
The suspect described as a short black male. A powerful explosion killed one person in Pueblo and levels part of a historic district. The blast destroyed the branch in a restaurant on Union Avenue.
of the building is no longer there.
Seven other people were injured, including a man pulled from the rubble
In the news. With this suit against the government,
And then you got the Golden situation, if you've been following that up in Golden, about the menorah.
About the menorah that the rabbi wanted to put up, and I had somebody send me an email that said, well, at AM 760.net, they said, well, listen, you're always talking about no religion in public places. You're Jewish, what about the menorah? You're not Jewish, what about that? And once
I'm against
again,
that too.
Why does religion have to be a public thing?
I know that we talk about religion. Can somebody please call me at 303-713-1370 and tell me why we have to get into these squabbles every year? Why does one side of their religion is attacked and the other side sees it as separation of church and state?
Why do we... I mean, why do we end up getting into these arguments
about this every time around this year?
This every time
why can't we just leave this stuff alone?
Why can't we just leave this stuff alone?
It seems to me that this would be easy to figure out, and it would be a very easy compromise.
And that you don't need to go through a whole lot.
We just can't seem to be able to achieve this. We can't seem to keep having this go on and on.
And
yeah, all I would ask is this.
If you're religious, and I don't know how many of you are, but if you're religious,
here's the thing.
Would you want somebody to shove their religion down your throat? Let's just say any denomination of Christianity.
Would you want Jews or people who believe in Islam or Buddhism?
Or Scientology, if you consider that to be a religion, which I
consider that to be a religion, which I don't. But
would you want them?
Would you want to shove that down your throat?
See, I wouldn't want it at all. I want people to be able to go to their house of worship in their home. And not have to wear their religion on their sleeve.
Or try to force it down somebody else's throat.
Now, I know there are people out there who believe that their way is the only way.
But we've got to have some accommodation here.
Do you actually believe that your beliefs are the only way?
I'm talking about all your beliefs. It doesn't even have to be religious. Do you think there's any validity?
To the other side's argument about whatever it may be. We all have core beliefs that we're not about to surrender.
It's just this whole thing of you better think the way I do or else.
And I've never understood why we can't take that position in life.
I don't get that.
As a matter of fact, it makes me want to play this audio for you.
I think over the last hour and 45 minutes, I have yet to attack the right wing.
I haven't said anything about them. That would be considered damaging.
I haven't screamed and yelled about them.
And I'm more than happy to debate those of you that are conservative.
But I don't necessarily see rank and file conservatives as being evil people or wrong. I do see them as being wrong, but I don't see them as attack like this constant attack that goes on.
I agree that some conservatives are very hard to get along with.
And this gets into this whole thing of political philosophy and all of this, that it gets really poisonous. To me, it gets counterproductive.
We've got all these things going on, particularly the economy.
Trying to slash each other or trying to find each other's throats.
Or sit there and don't say anything. Carry on.
And I'll just carry on.
Like a wilder beast on meth.
I'm perfectly capable of doing it.
Don't suck Greenergy off the radio.
Because there's no right or wrong to this.
And we'll be talking at 8:30. We'll be talking at 8:30 over this national prayer situation here in the state of Colorado. Here in the state of Colorado.
Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Mark, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Jay. Morning.
Not too bad.
Hey, how are you?
I think it's a matter of two things. A, we get to compromise. See, to me, Christian seasons, because we get the argument of government should say, well, government should say, don't put Christmas in government. And
Christmas trees and brightly colored lights, the birth of Jesus nowadays, the birth of Jesus nowadays. Well, listen, do you think the symbols associated with Christmas, sandy, reindeer, reindeer, all of those things, snowmen, all of those things, snowmen, all the things that you would say, you'd walk into Walgreens or something and you'd see the stockings, the Christmas ornaments. Christmas lights on City Hall.
I don't understand the thought process of it. I guess because I grew up, I do believe in Jesus being born. I think that's great.
Honestly, freedom from religion, to go overboard, try every last iota of anything religious, the government whatsoever, the government whatsoever, the religious is overboard on the family, going to beat you, you are going to be Christian, or we're going to condemn you to hell or something like that. You know what it is?
Yeah, we all want to breathe the same air. Why don't we just give each other the freedom to be able to take a deep
inhale?
Inhale. Yeah.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right,
Mark, be careful. 303-713-7600.
If you want to talk about this whole religious thing.
Okay, and I also have this other question. Okay, you know, there's a story in the news. You know, there's this story in the news
this, Catholic
about
priest,
this Catholic
who,
priest.
Well, I'll read this to you.
Well, I'll read this to you.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I don't understand politics in the church.
I don't understand politics in the church.
Or
any place,
or
any house of worship.
Any place,
any
it.
House of worship.
I don't get how
that's allowed
it.
To happen. I don't get how that's allowed
720,
to happen.
720 minutes after 7 here on AM 760. You're progressing here on AM 760. You're progressing
traffic
morning.
It is sloppy out there, Jay. Give yourself plenty of extra time this morning. We've got heavy volumes and really slow speeds.
Just not anywhere you could be
headed this morning.
Just not anywhere you could be headed this morning.
Northbound 25, traffic barely pushing into the Teens.
Castle
from Founders Parkway to Castle Pines.
So tough getting out of Castle Rock.
So tough getting out of
Castle Rock.
Also got a crash there. On the ramp from eastbound
25.
So also a struggle getting out of Highlands Ranch.
Also a struggle getting out of Highlands Ranch.
Very icy conditions.
Very icy conditions.
Traffic is stopped there.
Park traffic is stopped there.
In both directions.
Really nasty on
I-70.
Also really nasty on I-70.
Idaho Springs
up to Vail.
Idaho Springs
up to Vail.
Restrictions in place for the commercial
restrictions in place for commercial
vehicles.
Also got the
multiple actions reported
south on
I-25
119. That's the Mead.
Longmont area.
Also working a rollover crash in the ramp.
Working a rollover crash on
I-70.
Havana to I-70.
A multi-car crash on Pena.
Also in I-70
crashes out there, northbound Parks Road
crashes out there, northbound
Chambers
Parks
and
Road
Dartmouth, Hamden,
and
Chambers and Dartmouth,
back on 285 and,
Turkey Creek
back on
285
your forecast,
Turkey Creek Road.
Intermittent
your
snow
forecast,
showers, windy,
intermittent
peaks
snow showers
sunshine
later,
peaks
of sunshine
later,
later
mid to upper
temperatures near steady in the mid to
upper 30s.
Weekend should stay mostly sunny with a high.
Stay mostly sunny with a high.
It's that time of year again when you need to think about your heating system.
Jack Mike's heating and cooling services, all makes and models,
and now is the time to have them checked
before the cold weather hits.
Call Jack Mike's heating and cooling at
3548└►
And a la carte staff.
And a la carte staff.
You choose.
A la carte.
Fits your budget.
Fits
every
budget.
Your budget.
Chosen
every budget.
Your specific
chosen
needs.
Your specific
human
needs.
And technological
human
resources.
And technological
directed
resources.
By you to do
directed
the routine.
By you to do
so
the routine.
You get more
so
time for the important.
You get more time
smart
for the important.
People.
Train
smart
to handle
people.
Your customers.
Train to handle
your
way.
Customers.
And
your
capture
way.
New ones.
And capture
day,
new ones.
Every day.
All day.
For maybe
every
a
day.
Buck and a half an
for
hour.
Maybe a buck
it's
and a half an hour.
Way to have a professional office
and a
professional staff
and a
professional staff.
You have to see it
but
to put
you
it together
to see
your
it, to
way.
Put it together
there are
your
45
way.
Intelligent
there are 45
offices.
45 intelligent
find
offices.
The one nearest you
find
at intelligentoffice.com.
They show that every single year.
They show
Operation
that every single
Freebird,
year with Operation
which
Freebird,
is happening tomorrow between
which is happening
noon
tomorrow
four.
Between noon
this is
and
Rockies
four.
Gets together
this is where
Rockies
gets together
give
with
out
area businesses
hundreds
and give certificates
out
for free turkeys certificates for free turkeys
families
to
families
who otherwise, families
who otherwise
would not
a very
have.
Good Thanksgiving.
A very
and
good Thanksgiving.
And it's a
war
endeavor.
Fun and games
have all
there
kinds
too.
Of food fun and games
including
out there,
too.
Adams County Sheriff,
including the
Adams County Sheriff's
their
bomb robot,
their
canine
their bomb
demonstrations,
robot,
their
canine
and their child
demonstrations,
ID and
their
child
get them out,
fingerprinted,
get
them
photographed,
fingerprinted,
their
photograph,
your protection,
there,
and
that's
free from
protection.
Adams County Sheriff's
Department,
and
Adams County
Sheriff's
Department,
and
between noon
and
four,
between noon
and four,
it's supposed to be a pretty nice day
tomorrow,
it's supposed to be a pretty nice day
on 52,
with a high of around 52,
and I'll be there between noon and four,
and I'll be there between noon and four,
and you can
win gas cards, various
other
things,
plus
and
a chance
other things,
you and
I get
a chance
for,
you
and I get a worthy
cause,
and also
a worthy cause,
a chance for us to get together,
a chance for us to get together,
so
let's get into the holiday swing,
by doing
the holiday swing.
For other
people,
something
and
other
supporting,
people,
and
supporting
Rockies,
which is
doing something
season.
For other people.
That's at 63rd.
That's at
63rd
between noon.
I'll be out there
between noon
and
four.
So
tomorrow,
I hope you'll mark
so,
it on your calendar.
I hope you'll mark it on your calendar. That's
well,
kind of a cliche, isn't it?
That's kind of
cool.
Mark it on your calendar for it. It's tomorrow.
Mark it on your calendar for it.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow
between noon and 4. Tomorrow between noon and 4.
Good time.
And we'll have ourselves a good time.
Support
and we can
support. That's Operation Freebird.
That's Operation Freebird.
That's tomorrow.
Noon
between
4.
See out
and 4.
63rd.
See out
and
federal.
63rd.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow.
If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer. Check out City of Hope Cancer.
New treatments.
New drugs.
Saving
lives. Saving lives.
For information, go to Cheryl Crow.
For information, go to Cheryl Crow for Hope.
Have you ever been one of those deals where you're driving the speed limit? Where you're driving the speed limit? And I know he sees my blinker to get into the light lane.
I'm going to get into the light lane.
I'm at risk to other people on the highway.
And people who do that,
and
too.
People who do
the
that, too.
Don't pay attention.
That gets kind of scary.
Salvation Army.
You've got Seneca, who's age 11.
Wants a chess set for Christmas.
Come on.
How much is that going to cost?
A chess set. Elijah, age 10, is dreaming of a scooter and a helmet.
Laura, age 8, is wishing for a sleeping beauty game.
Jason, age 5, is hoping for a Barney DVD. And Elijah, age 10, is dreaming of a boombox. So go to AM760.net and forget all the politics and the social issues and everything else.
Today's our last day to get this done. Finally, do it yourself. We're also talking about a bunch of stuff. We're talking about a bunch of stuff. Religion. We're talking about the chances of an auto bailout dwindling.
And it blows my mind that the government can't get the other thing. We have severe problems facing this country. What is right wing talk radio? What is right wing talk radio? Do you think that they're sitting there brainstorming about how we ought to heal the divisions, about how we ought to get the best out of the brightest minds together, and the brightest minds try to solve the problems that the country faces? I'll tell you exactly what they're doing.
They're being divisive, and now they're claiming that even though there's no proof of this, they're claiming that the Democrats stole the election in Minnesota. Which is absolutely mind-blowing. You think I'm telling you? Check this out for Media Matters.
Speaking of the AKA, I see he and his fellow hoods are trying to steal the election in Minnesota.
May I say a brief prayer out loud?
Dear God,
I think we've had about all we can
I think
take,
we've had about all we can take
election.
In this last election. Please, not a Senator Al Franken. What did the Founding Fathers say? My God, please.
All right, now,
I would be remiss if I didn't thank our new affiliate, Nacogdoches, Texas, KSFA.
There we go. Let's go to Katie,
there we go.
Oxford,
let's go
New
to Jersey.
Katie, Oxford, New Jersey.
I'm a little frustrated. Well, I'm a little frustrated.
He voted for the gang offshore drilling on the offshore drilling. He made a tactical mistake there.
I am.
Sorry, you must be silenced and shut down.
You must be silenced and shut down.
I don't hear conservatives.
I don't hear conservatives
asking for people to be thrown out of their job on a regular basis.
Governors, I described that. No reasonable person can conclude there's not funny business going on here. What is your thoughts on this?
Sean, in the practice of law, there's a phenomenon called disparate impact, which means when something is so out of proportion to what the norm or the trend would be, it at least raises a concern or suspicion. In Minnesota, we don't have any evidence of wrongdoing that these patterns that you just described cause us concern, because even if you're in part of the state that's overwhelmingly Democratic, Ron Coleman should be getting some of the votes, not losing 100% and 90% to Al Franken. So it's cause for concern.
Okay, but the governor has no proof of that.
Listen to all that. Like on the one talk show, defending Ted Stevens is a convicted felon.
I don't know. Maybe we need public displays of religion.
Maybe we need public displays of religion
so that we can all pray that rational forces take over. I mean, I don't want to be attacking to attack. I don't want to be attacking to attack, but, you know,
does that make any sense to you? Does that make any sense to you?
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Doesn't make any sense to
these people.
They always have some kind of, like,
boogeyman drum
to
beat.
Boogeyman drum to beat.
If they don't have one, they'll invent one.
If they don't have one, they'll invent one.
All right, we'll take your calls.
Colorado Technical University.
Good morning, 7:38, 38 minutes Morning, guys. The clips you just played, you know, I was enjoying my morning. I was just enjoying it. You got me to call. You know, you got me to call. But this one thing is really actually affecting my life in a way.
I lost a friend over the election, over the thrush, over the election. You know what hits me? This is a bad characterization to use. Some people just lack any kind of intellectual curiosity that they would take a look at the other side of things. I mean, I at least and I don't know if everybody does it, but I at least look at what I would consider to be credible. What I would consider to be sources of conservative thought, and read what they have to say, and read what they have to say. It doesn't necessarily mean I agree with them, but it's like I don't say it, so I think they agree with what they're doing, but it's like I guess I'm curious as to what the other side of the coin is, to what the other side of the point is. That's really got me really involved in politics, and this election really got me there.
I think, you know, whole little sector of that. They are so, but they are so. I mean, they're not going to allow anything. They're not going to allow anything. It's sad. It's American. It's sad. And American. We can't. I mean, I can't. I don't think government's going to be radio. That anymore. Like on the rainbow. That's not what I'm saying. But common sense has to prevail. Otherwise, we're in a lot of trouble.
See, what you just brought up is there other doctrine, there's no money, anybody, any time, any pending legislation to that, which was in the 80s.
which was in the 80s.
Even if we had a modified version of it,
the thing that they...
If we had a version of it, you know, if we had a version of it,
which would be... redesigned for 2008.
Redesigned
then they had this thing about.
Oh,
then they had this thing about format.
Oh, destroy the format.
Wouldn't be any political comment.
I mean,
there'd
be
any
always,
political comment.
I mean,
there
always.
I mean,
always.
Do you think? I mean,
that.
Do you think
that
they could wake up?
Do you think that
one
day,
could wake up just
one
get
on
the radio and say,
get
okay,
on the radio,
look, and say, okay,
we have an economic
look,
crisis.
We have an economic
we've
crisis.
Got, a debate
we've
about
got
church and state.
A debate about church and state.
Let's discuss this.
Let's
instead
discuss this
of, instead of making somebody
making
the enemy.
Somebody
now
the
maybe,
enemy.
Maybe that's the
now maybe
successful
maybe that's
way
the,
to do
successful
talk radio
way to
and
finally,
do talk radio
after having
finally,
done this for 20 years
after having done this for 20
years
I'm falling behind.
But it seems
curve.
To me that
but
it's
seems
just
to me
really,
that it's just really
enough's enough already.
It's not
damaging.
Already.
It's
right.
just damaging.
It's
problem.
It's hard to
hear.
Put up
with.
You know, what the right doesn't have. Believe me, I'm willing to look. I would look for good people. I don't affiliate myself with one side or the other. Affiliate myself with one side or the other. Just because of the name.
I, for a short little while, Paul Lenting. He could be a moderate Republican, maybe could make some headway. Now I'm seeing,
you're,
you know, even
now
he's
I'm playing
seeing,
the game.
You know,
and
even
that's he's
talking,
playing the game.
You know,
and that's
these guys,
you know,
got
these
to guys
get away from
got
your talking head.
Away
that's
from
gonna kill
him.
McCain was really got involved in the Republican Party, and people tell him what he should do, the ultra right, that's where he blew it.
That's where he blew it.
He was a maverick at one point.
He went against his own best judgment.
Went against his own best
played the game and look where it ended up.
And look where it ended up.
I don't feel bad for him because he's a big boy.
He made those same times, I've got to believe, and he's regretting it. I do think he's a better human than what he was represented by, and what he's still doing today. I mean, what they still do today, he wants affiliate himself with those guys, and he goes right down the drain. There's no way down the drain. There's no moderate Republicans. Yeah, well, there's three successful Republicans cautioning against the move into the right.
So
they've got some problems.
So they've got some problems.
There's no questions.
There's no
questions.
Craig, thank you
about it.
Tom,
Craig,
thank you. Tom, thank you, man.
I appreciate the call. Really do.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Really do.
See you later.
See you guys.
Okay,
let's
see
go
you
to
later.
Craig in
Aurora.
Let's go to
Craig
on AM 760. Good morning.
Craig, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey,
Don't you think it would be better if we started to do something with the auto industry, rather than going crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I got to fess up.
No, it's still close. They haven't decided.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
All right, have a good day. All right. It's 7:48.
Less than those other guys.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here. Tell you about independent power systems. AM 760 radio. Solar electric systems installed by independent power systems in 2008 alone. 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere.
Profit taking from that, but the Dow is down 150 a little bit, now it's only down 49, NASDAQ's down 24,
down 24, down the S&P nine, down almost Marvin, nine, AKA the Marvin, AKA the half, but down 7.5, and it looks like it's trying to lose, and it looks like it's trying to back again, but very, very interesting. An important meeting, an important meeting this weekend, occurring this weekend.
The 20 significant world leaders
are meeting in Washington to
discuss the global financial crisis.
They better do something about this economy.
Yeah, well,
That'll put you and I ahead of it.
I mean, you believe that? Unreal.
It is unreal. I think you can show them alternatives. Maybe next week. What are you doing Sunday? $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29 $11.29
I want to comment on one thing. You talk about Republicans and conservative talk show radio hosts. fear tactic to get people to come to their side.
To get people to come to their side.
Interesting to me, and I listen to everything.
Interesting to me, and I listen
to everything. Everyone uses a pet tactic.
I mean, I'm not sure. Stick around.
The Salvation Army Red Shield
Thousands of people had to leave on short notice.
This is CBS News.
How to turn 30 bucks into $180 without a magic wand. Go to the Home Depot and spend about 30 bucks on an Energy Star programmable thermostat. Install your new programmable thermostat and save an average of $180 a year on your energy bills. Say abracadabra.
To help you save even more, we've lowered prices on over 1,000 items throughout the store.
You can do it. We can help. You can do it. We can help.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. It was bound to happen at some point throughout the metro area on his trip out to DIA this morning.
It was really a bit of a billy drive. Slippery roads, multiple accidents, more in traffic in just a moment. An explosion in the restaurant damaged the neighboring building.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
I admit it up front.
Hang on just a second. You know when you have bad cold, then the cold starts breaking up. Kind of like this show.
It breaks
like
up in about
show.
6 minutes.
It breaks up in about 6 minutes. 5 minutes.
Jay Marvin here.
Snowing high today, 39.
So eventually this stuff will see some sunshine.
And then on Monday,
and then on Monday,
it's going to be sunny. High at 52.
It's going to be sunny.
Salvation
high at 52.
Salvation Army, a given trick. This holiday season, the Salvation Army,
asking you to make a change and make a change in the life of a child.
And these are children want
from Denver's low-income kids.
From Denver's low-income
families.
What they want is just so simple.
Most of it's under $40.
Jason, age 5, is wishing for a Sleeping Beauty game.
Seneca, age 11, hopes for it.
Go to AM760.net and make the difference.
You know how important the holiday season is to children, and now's the time to make something positive and make something happen.
So please, make something happen. Go to AM760.net. Today's the last day we really need.
It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
And I know money's tight. But I'm not denying that. It's for a good cause.
How do you go and disappoint a situation? We're doing all the phones here. Let's go back to Annie, who wants to talk about both sides using fear as a tactic.
Give me some examples. Wait a minute, though.
One of the things conservatives have done very well.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about higher ups.
They have constructed a very big time, a very big alternative media machine that consists of talk radio, Fox News, and the Wall Street Journal. Now, I have friends who work inside Fox.
And I know doggone well that Fox does not present a balanced outlook. Hold on a second. I'm not talking about the chat shows. The fact is that they have built themselves as being fair and balanced.
Okay, can I answer the question?
I think segments of MSNBC are not Keith Olbermann. I think Rachel Maddow is not. And I think Rachel Maddow. But I don't think you can characterize Joe Scarborough's Matthews.
Come on, Jay.
You're not really telling me that Chris Matthews.
I can give you numerous examples.
examples of where he is not only not liberal,
he's not very well informed.
He's not very well informed.
If you want those examples, I've been watching him and tracking him for a long time, as has Mr. Matthews.
And Mr. Matthews does not tell the truth.
Not only does not tell the truth.
As much as I kind of view him as being a cartoon character.
But he shifts with the wind.
And
I can give you examples of where he has not been.
Where he has not been liberal.
Where he has
where
not
been
anything
liberal, but liberal.
Where
he's
been
anything examples.
Let me give you a couple of examples if you'd like them
to prove my point.
And these examples are the following.
He was a huge, almost the point of having a man crush.
Almost the point of having a man crush
on Rudy Giuliani.
Okay, but we're not talking about
We're talking about him.
There's a
difference. I can't love Giuliani.
Do you consider Joe Scarborough to be liberal?
I think that he probably tends to the left. You're kidding me. He was a conservative from Florida. Here's the point, Jay.
I think the point that I call, whether they be talk show hosts, whether they be media people, politicians, everyone, to get people on their side, and it's not fair, and it's not fair. You need to give me two already, Jay. Then let me give you some.
All right, here's Dennis. I don't see. You don't get comments like Dennis Miller, conservative, has a talk show, conservative, and it appears to me that she has a great sex life. Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh.
Continuing a Rush Limbaugh, that's not a commercial. Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh continue to suggest the decline of the stock market as a result of the state of the stock market, as Hannity said Wall Street keeps sinking, said Obama's recession.
You know what?
There's no proof to back up. They're saying there, as a matter of fact, there's no proof to back up. Nobody's saying that. But let me tell you, there were times during the election, many times, many people on the left, many people on the right, many people on the left, many people on the right, many people on the left, 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 many people on
going to go into recession because we're going to go into recession conservative of these conservative financial policies that we have in financial policies that we have in place now.
And I think that we can disagree.
That's fine.
Let me quote somebody. And I think this is.
Wait, 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 wait,
Let me just give you this quote. You're entitled to your opinions. And I'm entitled
I really do have to run. I have a lot of really interesting things I'm going to continue to talk about. I really do have to run. I have been nice talking, but it's been nice talking. I mean, you don't want me to finish? That's fine. Okay.
Bye. I appreciate it. Okay. You know, using the mortgage crisis as an example. I mean, you know,
I would only ask you to consider giving me an example where a deregulation system has ever worked.
I don't think you can show those.
I really don't.
It didn't work with Enron. I mean, it doesn't work in broadcasting.
Doesn't work in broadcasting.
Doesn't work in the mortgage industry.
Doesn't work in the mortgage industry.
Reaganomics does not work.
Reaganomics does not work.
And living on a credit card does not work.
Living on a credit card does not work.
Nobody has enlarged the government.
Nobody has enlarged the government.
The size of the government and engaged in the size of the government
and engaged in the George W. Bush did,
and he's not a liberal.
And he's not a liberal.
So.
Find a Jared store or shop at Jared's store at Jared.com. It's that time of year again when you need to think about your heat when you need to think about your heating and cooling services. Call Jack Meiser Heating and Cooling Services. Call Jack Meiser Heating and Cooling Services. Or check out the website at www.jackmeiserhbc.com. That's www.jackmeiserhbc.com.
We're going to have gas costs. We're going to have gas as well. You can win those as well. You can win the chance for United. It's a chance for United to get up to a good time. This is a really worthy cause.
So, get together.
So, noon to 4
with us.
Noon to 4.
Right here.
And
right here,
63rd
and Rockies,
and
63rd.
I look forward to seeing
you. And Federal,
I look forward to seeing you. Savor and
Molly's is snow cleared up here. 24 minutes after the hour. 24 minutes after the hour. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60. 7:60 was damaged by Ann's call. I mean, I cross ways with people. I don't think I was trying with people.
I don't think I was trying, but I'd like
cross ways with people.
I love you, but I just can't.
Ann, I love you, but I just can't.
I can give you millions of examples.
I can give you millions of examples.
Fear and hateful comments. Comments about.
Well, you know what, John? I wish you could isolate that part.
Well, you know what, John? I wish you could isolate that part.
The Michigan talk show host is talking about liberals. They're not about house. They're fascists, and we're not going to be in chains. I've never made a comment about that about anybody on the right.
And yet I hear this all the time.
And yet I hear Savage, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, all of these folks, that's their whole entire deal.
And I've heard them say polarizing, terrible things.
Where, yeah, we've got people on the left
where,
who do
yeah,
it. There's no
people on the left
who do it.
There's no large majority.
By and large, the majority
do it in that example.
And when they do make statements,
usually they have
statements.
Usually they have something
to back
it up.
I'm not saying that everybody. Okay, John thinks he may have it, but he may
okay,
not.
John thinks
he may have it, but he may
not.
This is
a busy morning
of
this morning.
Over the weekend, the left, I think, has become much more the party of you can't say that, or you can't say that,
they have become the
fascists
that they have claimed
that
they
have
claimed
to be the watchdog
to protect
people from.
And it's really frightening.
And it's really frightening.
With the coming political situation.
I mean, once the Norm Coleman election is stolen.
And they get rid of Ted Stevens.
And they maybe get rid of
Saxon
Chambliss
with a super
We're all going to run amok, and it's all over.
There you go. Good job, John.
All right, there you go.
Now,
so you can play some panic.
Coming up.
That's an example, Anna, of what I'm talking about.
Good God, Ted Stevens is a convicted felon.
Give me a break.
Give me a break. Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on
Tim
AM 760. Good morning.
Tim, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hey, just wanted to comment a little bit about. Just wanted to comment a little bit about. Telling John. He's a wonderful example.
We're doing it through the use of the internet. And so, what's going to happen to the right wing is they're going to wake up and they're going to be technologically behind the curve. There are so many blogs out there knocking down all of this misinformation, and they're using facts to do it, combined with progressive talk.
We're fighting back, and we've been pretty successful.
I mean, look at how the election. As opposed to, they threw everything at Barack Obama, but none of it stuck because we all fought back.
Absolutely. Let me let you go. Thanks for sobering him. Appreciate it. It's the way things are. You can even go look at my blog. JMarvin blog.com.
I'm hard up for JMarvinblog.com. Shall I repeat that one more time? JMarvinblog.com. We need to start a blog for John Turk. Called Turk's Widespread Panic Central. We'll just have John blog about his family experiences and also about the bands he likes. And about what they're doing. There's got to be at least 100 blogs out there about widespread panic. Wouldn't you say? I don't think so. There's no blogs out there.
I'll bet you I can find one.
I bet you can.
You don't want me to do it right now?
Well, I'm tired. Go ahead and do what you have to do, and I'll have the results for you later.
Go ahead and do what you want to do. I'll have the results for you later. Because John's tied up with...
Oh, my God, I typed in Y. Want to come help me out in the morning?
I just typed in Y, and immediately widespread panic comes up. Wouldn't even let me do my thing here. Okay. Well, now we got to do traffic. Widespread panic tours, lyrics, tickets, songs, set lists.
Those aren't blogs.
No, they're not, but there's a lot of widespread panic stuff on here.
There's one thing called
Panicstream.com.
Panicstream.com.
It's not really a blog, but it's just like it's a chat room. But they also like post chat rooms and they also post streams and stuff.
Look at this.
Streams and stuff like
that. Yes, there is. There's a bunch of ones.
Yes, there is.
There's a bunch of logs. Here's one right here. Here's one right here called Widespread. Widespread. There's one right there. There's one right there.
Doesn't sound like it's a blog about panic. Doesn't sound like it's a blog about panic.
It's about panic. This is what the guy says. It's about panic. This is what the guy says.
Here's one.
Widespread panic.
Here's one.
Widespread panic.
Let's go. Blogspot.com.
Let's go. Yep. Let's go.
Nothing but widespread panic.
Nothing but widespread panic.
Reporting on widespread panic.
You can also find reprinted articles. You can also find reprinted articles
related to this great band.
All related to this great band.
Rocks Milwaukee.
Widespread panic. Kevin Hood by now.
Milwaukee got a killer 3-9 run out of the boys.
Then there was a blaze for 3 nights.
Then there was a
Saturday
and 3 nights.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And you can tell the guys.
Milwaukee, your
high energy and delivering
outlandish set list each night.
They closed their tour in Milwaukee.
They closed their tour in Milwaukee.
Crazy. I was just absolutely crazy. I was looking at the set list.
That was at the Riverside Theater.
That was at the Riverside Theater,
which is a good venue. I saw
Milwaukee. Milwaukee.
Well, Milwaukee's kind of a weird place.
Well, Milwaukee's kind of a weird place.
I wouldn't want to live there.
I wouldn't want to live there.
You know this time of the year the sun goes down.
You know this
time of the year
the
sun goes down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, it does here practically too. Well, it does here practically too.
Okay, but see, I did. I found you a widespread.
See, I did. I found you a widespread.
Good job.
I'll have to check that out.
Well, panic is like all over the internet.
So you know what? We'll let you do the traffic.
So you know what? We'll let you do the traffic.
Maybe you can spark up a panic
after this.
Okay.
After this. Okay.
Fill us in.
All right.
Well, Jay, traffic is going to be really slow for you.
It's going to be really slow
looking
for you.
Just about anywhere. Looking at
places
maybe down even in the teens, maybe down even in the single digits,
getting out of Castle Rock all the way
to Surrey Ridge,
also dealing with it in the north end,
also dealing with it in the Denver International Airport.
Denver International Airport, I-70,
had a multi-vehicle crash there,
had a multi-vehicle
driving conditions,
very slick driving conditions,
also icy on 285 by Aspen,
also icy on 285 by Aspen,
in both directions there, around Conifer,
also working a...
Also working a right-hand lane,
truck. It's
north
westbound
lane,
northwestbound
C-470. It's just before the highway ends there.
It's just before the highway ends there.
It's back up all the way into Littleton,
back up all the way into Littleton
Ranch.
It's got a crash on the ramp from eastbound
I-70 to northbound
I-75
to northbound I-25.
A two-vehicle out there.
Eastbound I-70 east of Chambers.
Eastbound I-70 east of Castle Rock.
Southbound
I-25
at Castle Pines Parkway.
Three-vehicle crash.
Finally,
three-vehicle crash.
Parker.
Your forecast light snow showers.
Your forecast light snow showers.
Should be in by early afternoon.
High wind in the cold today.
We should clear up by
this evening.
Should clear up by
this evening.
Look for an overnight low of
18 tonight.
Right now, 32 degrees
tonight.
Right now, 32 degrees
in Denver.
John Turk, AM760,
Colorado's
Department Store.
All across the department store.
Everything's on sale at Kohl's.
Everything's on sale
at Kohl's.
You'll find extra.
Plus, you'll find
extra. Plus, you'll find extra.
I know that makes it special because I know the Gallery of Jewelry. The Gallery of Jewelry. Customer, why only gold? Talks about why only gold is treasure.
When I get to the box, she opens it up. Little box, she opens it up.
From classic to contemporary, from classic to contemporary, Tony Jarrett offers five times the selection of jewelry
with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
Find a Jared store or shop
at
Jared.com
at Jared.com.
Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry.
This week, we're roaming the casino.
This week, find out what people have to say about the lodge.
I'm in the Seasons
Buffet with Chad.
I'm in the Seasons Buffet with Chad.
And the beautiful sisters Helen and Linda.
So, Chad, tell me why you like to play here.
Act on the lodge.
Well, yes, winning does go hand in hand.
Dennis,
I feel welcome.
Dennis,
I feel welcome. $1,500.
That's fantastic.
Really?
Now, Charles, what about you?
Well, Charles,
I come up here weekly,
and I like it up here.
It seems like a common theme around here. Well, now for the sisters, can you win here?
I can win here all the time.
Well, the proof is in the pudding.
Just
ask the players.
Thanksgiving is just days away. Money is tight the way. Money is tight the way. Family 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 is tight the
Okay,
here we go.
Okay,
if you're listening
here
right now,
if you're listening right
person,
now, because you're
going to
get
person,
a free bottle of Vigorize
Purity Products.
Of Vigorize
and Purity
Products.
And to find out how to
clean
your free bottle,
1-800-400-7619.
Purity Products is doing a million-dollar radio giveaway of their exclusive Vigorize capsules.
Because they want
the energizing health benefits of their clinically tested Vigorize.
Now everyone wants to manage their stress levels.
Now everyone wants to manage their stress levels.
But all natural Vigorize
for mental and physical vigor,
for mental and physical vigor,
and even healthy
Vigorize harnesses the power of Roseman,
one of Europe's leading stress and energy supporting ingredients.
Well, you're going to feel the difference.
Well, you're going to feel the
difference. You buy it.
Try it before you buy it.
Clinically tested Vigorize.
Clinically tested Vigorize.
Call 1-800-400.
Call 1-800-400-7619.
Manage your daily stress.
Increased
physical and mental vigor.
Increased physical and mental vigor.
Call now.
For your free bottle, call now.
1-800-400.
That's 1-800-400.
That's 1-800-400.
A company website.
A company website.
Everyone has one.
A company website that attracts,
a company website that attracts,
enhances your brand.
Now you're talking Emulous.
Now you're talking
Emulous. The technology gap for businesses large and small.
Interactive and small.
Interactive and
proud to deliver amazing results for
amazing results for
Log on to Emulous.com.
Log on to Emulous.com.
IMUL
Web Design and Enhanced Marketing Solutions for their clients. 303-247-0550
or online at Emulous.com.
I'm definitely for separation of church and state.
To me, that's just sacred. To me, that's just the First Amendment, sacred.
Isn't a national prayer day kind of
Number one, and then number two, if you would say that it would be religion over non-religion.
Focus on the family and James Dobson. See, to me, that would denote a bias.
Religion.
In other words,
Christianity.
In other words,
Christianity. So if you're not Christian,
you're Jewish or Islamic or whatever the case may be.
Actually, wouldn't you just immediately right off the bat object to that?
Exactly.
Well,
we do.
They don't always choose a group that's dedicated to Christianity, and they are with the governors and the president and the president and county executors and county executives.
Proclamations that all read the same,
that all read the same,
pre-select,
they compose,
and so
But you know what? You would also have a kind of thing, not necessarily angled towards Christianity.
Well, I mean, people who are not religious usually don't pray. What we said in our complaint is that it's inherently religious and quintessentially religious. And so, inherently inquisitive and quintessentially religious. And so, the Church and the state, in 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 the state,
National Day of Prayer has been named in state of litigation and state of litigation
in cahoots.
846, 46 minutes after the hour.
846, 46 minutes after the hour.
And AM 760, Lori Gaylor. Lori Gaylor. Freedom of Religion. From the Freedom of Religion.
Foundation. Go to
FFRF.org.
We're talking about this prayer day.
Talking about this prayer day
on the state of Colorado.
What I sincerely don't get. Why are we even having this debate? Not on your part. Why can't they leave us?
I don't understand. I don't understand driving compulsion to have to do this kind of stuff.
Why don't they just mind their own house of worship, frickin' business, and just leave the rest of us alone?
But you know,
The whole purpose of this, too, is to pray and basically say that their sinners are in need of salvation.
I mean, spend your money some other place.
I mean, spend your money some other place.
I don't need this. Why don't these folks feel that they have to do this? Their mission, the national, to communicate with every individual, for personal need for prayer.
And what really bothers me is that, for example, Governor Ritter issued a National Day of Prayer Proclamation
and he wants to really pray for the family, want to promote prayer, but they want to promote prayer, but they want to promote prayer, and he wants to go to church and pray, and if he's not a business as the official godliness of the official proclamation telling citizens that this is wrong, this is violating God's commandment, and you should never pray on this day. I mean, nobody would put up with that.
And there have been a few governors, maybe these proclamations, we don't even do it because they're all, once again, I'll say it again, why can't they just leave? Why is James Dotson? Surely James Dotson. Why does their deal have to be our day? Why is James Dotson? Surely James Dotson. In other words, if they have a national prayer day on January 3rd, they have to have Godless Day.
Or May 2nd. I mean, at least there should be some equal time in May 1st. By the way, May 1st is always a curious day for everything in this country.
Only in this country, not in any other country, is May recognized as May Day. Have you ever noticed that around the rest of the world, it's a day for workers to celebrate, and here in the United States, it's been moved away.
Thank you so much. We have complaints online at FSR News Release link, and you can join us, support, and join us, and we'd be glad to see you if you have our newspaper print out today.
Okay, thank you, Annie, and we want to have you back on Again to report your progress. Annie, Laurie Gaylord, Freedom from Religion Foundation, check them out, FFRF.org. It's just an age-old, it never seems to stop. Maybe if I got on the air and just said, okay, you know what, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Appliances, these are luxury appliances, state-of-the-art ranges and cooktops, which will elevate your holiday cooking to new heights.
Your holiday cooking
welcome to new heights.
Keep your holiday foods fresh.
Keep your holiday foods fresh.
Energy efficient.
Energy efficient,
which means less cost.
Which means
less cost.
Plus,
I'll take care of your fine china
glassware,
dishwashers.
They got brands such as Sub-Zero.
They got brands such as
Sub-Zero.
Gaggenau.
Decor KitchenAid.
And much more.
Decor KitchenAid. And much more.
Kitchen just absolutely fantastic.
Just absolutely
fantastic.
Get to their incredible showrooms.
Have a cup of coffee. Have a cappuccino.
Check out what they've got.
Check out what they've got.
They've got some hands-on
stuff that you can try.
Stuff that you can try.
The and their showrooms are in Denver.
And their showrooms are in Denver.
Also, Bill Collins.
Check out 4BAC.com
for store locations.
At 303-789-9945.
That's 303-789-9945.
Builders Appliance Center.
All of your kitchen dreams to reality.
Here's something to think about. Or are you living? Or are you
sure? Some people like to keep
sure. Some people like to keep
while others like to snore.
Others like to snore.
And there are people who like to sing in the shower.
And there are people who like to sing in the shower.
And those who can't wait to sing at karaoke.
You get what it means to thrive.
You get what it means to thrive.
That's why Kaiser Permanente
offers a plan that helps you get more out of Medicare
and more out of life.
You can start thriving
with our exceptional range of
located medical
conveniently located medical services
all over town.
Not to mention low copays.
Not to mention low copays.
And practically
so you can get on with your life.
So you can get on with your life.
For more information about our
enhanced benefits,
or to find a seminar near you,
call toll-free
1-866-261-7660.
That's 1-866-261-7660.
Kaiser Permanente.
May you live long and thrive.
May you live long and thrive.
Kaiser Permanente is a Medicare
Advantage organization with a Medicare contract.
More coming up.
Compromising services or image.
Intelligent office. A prestigious office.
And
a la carte
staff.
You choose.
A la carte.
You choose to have every budget, every office, and capture new ones, and all day for maybe a buck and a half, or maybe a buck and a half better way to have a professional office, and a professional office staff, but you have to see it to put it together, there are 45 intelligent offices, find one nearest you at intelligent office.com.
Intelligent. Give to a less fortunate shot.
Hanging on to some dollars.
Hanging on to some dollars.
putting everything on the credit card. Everything on
they
the credit
see how
card.
Fast they see how fast
sales fell on virtually
out.
Everything
sales
fell on virtually everything from clothing to furniture drop in auto sales. A huge drop in auto sales.
Lawmakers will convene the lame duck session. It is looking less likely they'll be able to get together on a plan to throw a $25 billion lifeline to the auto industry. And the auto industry won't be able to overcome GOP opposition.
That increases the possibility that at least one of Detroit's big three before help arrives. Before help arrives. Eric Merkel.
I think that they'll be in a better position
This is CBS News.
When it comes to working around the house,
when it comes to
never underestimate
the
value
never underestimate
the value of
getting it done right
at your local Ace Hardware.
At your local Ace Hardware,
always ready.
Our associates are always ready.
The smartest ways to get the results.
We'll give you simple, straightforward advice.
Simple, straightforward
time and money.
Save time and money.
So next time you're thinking about starting
the value of having everything you need,
just everything you need,
at your neighborhood place.
At your neighborhood place.
The helpful place.
Brought on by 21 tons of yellow onions,
donated
donated by Brighton-based
Cicada Farms.
Brighton-based Cicada
spokeswoman says it's good timing.
Spokeswoman says
agencies expect a large increase in the number of
as winter approaches.
As winter approaches.
Beat the Nuggets last night, 110-99
That's your AM 760
Progressive Talk News Update.
I'm David Kale.
With your AM 760
At first glance,
Obama and the
Democrats are going to oppose a massive economic
stimulus and aid
to the auto, whether that's a good idea or not.
The weird thing was that Bush said, I may support
if you and the Democratic Party drop
you
in
the Democratic Party drop
your opposition
in the Columbia
History that I know of, and I don't think he would do this. But I think that
we ought to have a national call.
We ought to have a national
leave
call
office
early.
For him to leave office early.
Happily surprised. They said no. Their reaction was
their reaction
your
was,
request is absolutely ridiculous.
Is absolutely and, ridiculous.
And, you know,
ridiculous.
No. And,
Obama's chief of staff, who's been one of the architects. So not
NASA.
Really a guy who's got a great, so progressive,
not really a guy who's got
trade.
A great progressive
Hewitt
record on
trade.
Said there's
trying to pass you know, unrelated
trade. Trying to pass
he see,
Exactly what you're proposing.
But the implication today in the New York Times is that they couldn't get it past the Senate.
It's in a 51 Senate. It's probably true. I have to realize who's in the election so far away.
It's a real problem.
This is the gridlock we're getting away from. The light at the end of the tunnel is that because of the bailout, we had that discussion about how the bailout made the major criticism that it's so dictatorial power in the White House.
He's going around. The country is in trouble, and he's sitting there and he's not doing anything.
He'll go to the ranch, whatever the hell this is done, and he's set for life.
His crazy mismanaged country over the last entire country, over the last conservative movement, is going to happen. Conservative movement is going to have their unworkable economic solutions, 28 to 30 years, and as a matter of fact, their successful Republicans in the election, they're going to be squashing it. They're going to be part of the party, the Republican Party, sitting in a situation where they're going to become a small regional party, white regional party.
This guy sits there and does nothing, and the rest of us have to like stinking bag.
It's a bad situation. I mean, you just hope that enough pressure will get this guy to do the right thing, but I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, even George Bush, in an effort to save his legacy, not so bad, he could be more magnanimous right now. I just think that what he's doing right now, he's basically saying my legacy is going to be not let the Democratic Party unify in the way looking like in the post-Bush era. I'm going to drop one last into the Democratic Party.
I think George W. Bush is certifiably insane. So stick around.
Yeah, for sure.
Stick around.
Yeah,
we can do part of that, too.
1-800-729-3799 now.
Been down. Cascading, blue, down. Now I'm trading my black for red.
Crows, though, too.
Black Crowes.
I really like that, too.
Boy,
I really like that. That's jamming, man. Turn that up. That's jamming, man. Turn that up.
Look around. Look around. Show me holy place. Show me holy place.
See, that has a touch of Woody Guthrie type.
Which one do you think it would be?
Honestly, I think probably you'd have to start with their first album.
Space Wrangler.
I think you still have my copy.
I actually returned it to you because I put it on my iPod.
Studio Y, and then if you want to get some of their live stuff, kind of jammed out, has longer versions, live releases, their 1997 release, which is live releases anyway. Live releases anyway.
All right, and we always say we're going to do this, and then we don't stick to it. Maybe on Monday, we'll just do Panic All Morning Long on Monday.
Well, I'm getting excited for New Year's Eve, man.
Yeah, because you're going to see them on New Year's Eve. They've never played outside of Atlanta.
For New Year's, their first time going out, and they're coming here to Denver.
New Year's Eve is sold out. There's still tickets available for the 30th.
You know what I'm doing New Year's Eve?
You don't do anything, do you?
Yeah, I'm going to bed at 7 o'clock. You can just watch TV and crash out. I haven't gone to a New Year's Eve party. Well, you told me the last three years we worked together.
You haven't seen the New Year come in.
No, I haven't. Isn't that terrible?
No, that's not terrible. I know a lot of people just kind of hang out and don't do anything. It's a good idea. There's a lot of idiots out there on New Year's Eve.
No, you know what, though? That's not true. How about the New Year's Eve I went to Las Vegas?
Did you go to Vegas for New Year's Eve?
Yeah, 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
Remember the first year we worked here together?
Yeah, I remember that.
You took a limo to the airport?
Yeah, I called you. From Vegas. That place was a madhouse.
I'd imagine New Year's in Vegas is pretty crazy.
It was pretty weird.
All right, 9:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Let's go to Jay.
Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey. I was watching Hart Paul, Buchanan, and Mike Paul. Paul was a younger Republican. Through the discussion, here's what came out. Paul said Republicans need to examine themselves from here on out.
Well, you know why, don't you? Because Pat Buchanan never makes any bones about this. I mean, he's open. He is what you would consider to be an old line Nixonian conservative. Plus, on top of that, he is to the right what Ishmael Reed would be, which would be a professional provocateur. That's basically what he is. So in other words, his deal is to get on and raise hell.
He's not really a political analyst then.
Well, he is, but he isn't. I mean, you're talking to a guy who knows a tremendous amount about the workings of politics and much of it, and he's also one of these guys that's prone to make kind of... He's different than your Limbaugh and Hannity's and your Limbaugh. He has basically nothing in common with them. He's basically one of those people that will make intellectually provocative challenges, statements. Where you'll go, oh, come on, give me a break. But in reality, he can get angry, he can be nasty, but I mean, his stock and trade is not just to get the talk show that he's on interesting.
Okay, so that would explain why MSNBC keeps him around.
Because there's nothing like seeing him, somebody who's into it. I interviewed him at the DNC. I got to tell you something.
Best interview I ever had was with him.
I wasn't out to do battle with him, and he and I were just laughing and having a good time. And I will tell you this much about him.
He deserves credit for the fact that I sat on the air with a very, very right-wing conservative woman.
At the time, he'd gone on the air and said it was a wrong move, and he opposed it. Now he's got tinges of a Franco Spain type in racism, but he's just an old line conservative. He's just an old line conservative. He's got to realize that he is what he is. He's not a neocon type conservative guy.
This kind of makes sense to me now because he's got a lot of insight into politics, and I think his main thrust is that he serves a good purpose for being on TV. But I did read that he went the wrong way or something like that.
Find a Jared store or shop at Jared.com. Tom Hartman here to tell you about independent power supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 30% in the last year? Why lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let independent power systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of the solar system. 60% of the solar system. $25,000. Independent power systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. The opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. 60% on solar. Call independent power systems. Call independent power systems. 4303. 0115 for a free solar assessment. For a free solar assessment. Coors Field Solar Expert. Easy. Go to independent power systems. Let independent power systems call 303-443-0135 or visit independent power systems online at solarrips.com.
Call today and get a free guide today. Top secrets to start your top secrets to start your free guide. Our confidence is free of our compliments. Let us know what you do. Give us a call today. Get your guide to top secrets. Get your guide to top secrets free. Start your franchise free as our gift to you. Call
Services. Thank you.
Who's been hanging on in Denver for your patience? And go ahead. Sam, thanks for your patience, and go ahead. Samuel? Sam? Sam the man? Well, thanked him for his patience.
Didn't do any good.
Because he wasn't there.
I know sometimes you got to hang on here, but it's sometimes you got to hang on here, but stuff,
because we always have stuff
to do.
Jane in Castle Rock.
Jane, on AM 760. Good morning.
Jane, on AM 760. Good morning.
No, they won't do that because you got to have a transition.
I know, but that
the sad thing is that the shape of the economy and with what's going on, no matter what your ideology is, you think you would think this guy's not doing anything.
Even Obama was when he was, and then he tried to ask him if he would. Are you there? Are you there?
He said no, he wouldn't do anything about the auto industry.
And the last thing I wanted to say is,
I heard you're going to be on Tom Hartman's show next Friday.
Thanks, Jane. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jane. Take care.
That's Friday.
What's the remnants of my cold? Here's Sam is back. Sam, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Sam, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Thanks. Thanks.
That was a great interview. Had a good insight on Bush card game he's playing with the economy. You know, with that, you bargain with that, and then I'll let him do this, and then I'll let you give me this kind of thing. You give me this kind of thing. That's silly. That's pretty silly. My remaining reason for calling is your previous caller, Ann. Blaming McDonald's because you're fat. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me. You're going to find the facts out. You don't depend on the media for the facts. You find out for yourself.
Instead of saying, what they do is they send out, instead of saying, well, maybe what we ought to do, instead of saying, what they do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you do is they send out, and what do you
you know, he was kind of ignoring the economy and the importance of the economy and the things that Bill Ayers, the economy is obviously important, and the economy is obviously important, and the economy is obviously important, and not to change the subject, but my wife and I are trying to refinance. We're noticing that mortgage rates aren't coming down steadily, and the banks charge the same amount, and they're charging us interest on top of that. It's mind numbing. I just don't understand why.
Well, the situation's got to be resolved.
The situation's got to be resolved.
You can't get
any movement.
You can't get any movement because
it's all clogged up.
It's all clogged up.
Pennsylvania Avenue.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
And all I think most of us are asking for is just some kind of resolution.
It's just some kind of resolution to the country's problems.
And I don't think that's. I don't think that. That's,
I don't think
that's
much.
I don't think
that
that's that
much.
I know
that
at least we'll go down the road of getting it.
At least we'll go down the road of getting it
after January 20th.
After January 20th,
that's 60 days away.
You know, that's 60 days away.
Get some help.
We, you know, can we get some help?
And it's kind of sticks to me that. And it's kind of sticks to me that. Like in your interview with that.
David Sirota.
His name. Yeah.
David Sirota.
How you? Yeah. He gave really good insight on. He really good insight on how he. On Obama, how he Obama said no to his
said no
to his
bargaining basically,
and
that
is a good sign.
It is a good sign
for Bush to not
for Bush to not
about
concerned
you know about
the job loss in
Detroit, the job loss
versus Detroit
versus some free trade
versus some
free trade with Colombia.
It doesn't. It seems like he doesn't care about the economy.
It just, you know what? It blows.
It
just, you know, your mind. It blows my mind.
It blows your mind.
It blows my mind.
Sam, thanks, man.
9:51.
51 minutes after the hour. 9:51.
4 minutes after the hour.
7:60.
Still sluggish in the Castle Pines.
Sluggish in the
Castle
Pines.
Castle Rock.
Area
also down to Castle Rock
on I-25.
Seeing jams on the north
downside.
Seeing jams on the north downside.
Starting around
Wolfensburg.
Beginning around Castle Pines.
Beginning around Castle Pines
area.
Also
a little busy north of downtown.
Incredible door busters, incredible door busters, incredible luxurious, regularly $79, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $29, $
prices of the season. Prices of the season.
Save you 15%.
Low income, and their wish lists are under $40.
And you go to am760.net.
You can buy directly.
You can
buy
directly to the Salvation Army.
And
okay?
Listen to some of this.
Juan, who's 12 years old, hopes for a new pair.
12 years old.
Now I know there's one listener.
You.
Who can come through?
Go to am760.net.
Go to am760.net.
Just one pair of Michael 12 is hoping for a flag football set. Jesus 10 is dreaming of a CD player.
Alejandro, who's 10, wishing for an electronic battleship.
Jasmine, who is 2.
Jasmine, who is dreaming of a Sesame Street clothing set.
Now, we're not talking
about an arm and a leg. We're talking about
$40 or less.
Certainly, you can find it in your hearts.
Mary and I have done our purchasing.
And I would hope that you do yours as well.
This is going to be the last chance that I'm going to have to talk, and I don't know what else to do. I want to get down on my knees and beg because I will.
When you have a child who is 12 years old,
and all they want for Christmas is a new pair of jeans.
So go to AM760.net.
I know you'll do it because you'll do the right thing. AM760.net. Rockies. See you tomorrow. 63rd and Federal. I'll be there noon. Bring yourself on out.
You don't have to wait any longer. Walmart's unbeatable prices. You can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie watching experience. Samsung HD TVs and Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. Kung Fu Panda, rated PG, and DVD on Sunday, November 90s. Sunday, November. To bring Hollywood to now, you can bring Hollywood to now. Save money, live better. Live better. Walmart. Any local Google Maps price of any local providers. Internet plus Dish Network.
high-speed internet.
We're talking about all the
internet.
We're talking about all the popular
voicemail
features, including voicemails and 100 channels of digital TV.
Sorry, current Dish Network subscribers are not eligible.
As you know, the big guys are quite aggravated.
And they warned me not to use their names in my ads. So all I can say is, the Better Bundle, the Freedom Bundle.